Will Trump win a third term?
Could there be another civil war on the horizon?
All that and more, only on this episode of the Midday Mumbles podcast. Hey guys, welcome back to the Midday Mumbles podcast. I'm Gage.
I'm Isaac.
And okay, let's be honest. You know, Trump is doing his thing, you know, 45th president of the United States. And he says things, you know, he said things in the past.
He always just says, you know, random kind of
things
spew as he talks.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that he said is, you know, talking about running in 2024. I think there was a meme on his Twitter that went viral by Carpe Danktum or I don't know what his name is. Of him saying Trump forever, you know, it went from like Trump 2020, 24, 2100, you know, 2200, and it just said Trump forever. And the media picked that up and was like, oh my God, is Trump threatening to never leave office? Yeah, yeah, yes, that's 100%.
I mean, obviously that must be what his plan. So, because he's evil. Everyone knows Trump is evil, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's back at it again. He's in the news again for saying something similar. Just to give you exactly what he had said that basically we're gonna win four more years, and after that, we'll negotiate. And that made news for some reason. Apparently, that's news. I don't understand how, but that's news. And let's be honest. I would vote. I feel like I would vote for Trump if he ran again, but it's not possible. It just isn't.
Right. I would say if he did run, if it was standard for presidents to run three terms, I would vote for him again, probably. But it's not standard. It's against the Constitution, and I would not vote for him if he was somehow running again. Because I can't stand for that. That's wrong.
Yeah, and we talk about career politicians all the time. You know, the 22nd Amendment had said that limited presidential term to two terms. And let's be honest, because like FDR, who he was elected four times, 1932, 1936, 1940, 1944. That's a long time to be in power. That's a long time, wouldn't you say, Isaac?
I mean, I guess. I mean, I think the one term, 4 years really isn't enough time, I don't think. I think it should be extended by maybe to like 6 years. Every 6 years, you'd do another election. Well, because it's just not. Because when you look at anyone that gets into any office, they always don't really do much for the first couple of years because they're just trying to figure out how to do their job correctly. And, you know, a lot of it's figuring out at first, which is understandable because it's not like you can go to school to learn how to become a president. And also they're doing a lot of big projects that take a lot of time to complete. And you really just can't realistically do any major projects in 4 years. So if we extend it to maybe six-year terms and you can get two of them or something like that, 12 years is a lot more time to be able to get a large project done and actually grow our country. And if they're bad after 6 years, you can get rid of them.
You know, my biggest thing, and we say this all the time, I mean, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but like, career politicians, and you know, it's all about that. And the truth of it is, would I vote for Trump if he ran again? I you know, I wish I could say yes.
Yes, you already said yes.
Okay,
Gage, you already said yes. You're not sounding like a broken. Well,
maybe
you're sounding like a broken person, not a broken record.
Well, Isaac, it depends, because if the guy's doing a good job,
I think you're just changing your mind because you heard me say that.
I don't know what I would do, but it's not possible regardless, though. People need to know that it is not possible to run for president three times. Two times is the max. It doesn't matter who you are. I mean, it doesn't. So sure. Another Trump could run. You know, there could be Ivanka runs or Eric Trump runs or Don Jr. runs.
I would not vote for Ivanka Trump. I'm sorry. Why? I mean, I guess I don't know. I don't know any of her policies. Maybe when she runs, she has a bunch of novel ideas that are beneficial, and I would vote for her. Also, I don't think she technically can, because I think she's not. I don't think she was born in the United States.
Ivanka so. Was, yeah. Ivanka is Trump's daughter.
Oh,
not Melania.
My bad.
Isaac's like, I wouldn't. No, Ivanka Trump. I would vote for Ivanka Trump.
I might vote for her. I don't know. That's yet to be seen.
I mean, imagine Ivanka Trump running as Trump being her VP. I would vote for that. I think that would be great. But no, it is what it is. You know, Trump says things.
I don't know. Ivanka Trump, with Trump as the vice president, I feel like it could turn out very much so. Listen, Ivanka, if you, quite frankly, if you do not vote through this bill, you're grounded, okay? You're grounded. Me and your mother, we're going to have a serious talk with you about this bill here, okay? And frankly, you're going to need to pass it through, or else I'm going to be, frankly, very disappointed in you.
You're fired, Ivanka. You're fired. What would happen, theoretically speaking, Ivanka gets impeached? Could Trump take over?
Trump forever.
imagine Trump just keeps winning.
Can someone run as vice president after they've had two terms?
They can. Yeah, you can still get can still be in politics after that. Yeah.
Well, I know you can be in politics. It's just like, because vice president can turn you into president.
If you were
a very corrupt politician and you were playing your cards wrongfully, you could be president twice, then become vice president, assassinate the president, and be a president for a third term. Maybe that's the master plan of Trump. That's how he's going to win 2024. Assassinate his daughter.
There might be something that says, if, let's say, something happens to the president, the Speaker of the House becomes president, if the vice president has already served two terms, maybe some. I doubt anything like that's in you know, but it could be. I mean, America's a smart place, right? We're not dumbasses, so maybe that's a thing. I don't know, but regardless, it doesn't matter. You know, with the 22nd Amendment, it is what it is. Trump running again. I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of mixed, because I'm against the whole career politician thing, in the sense where I'm against it. But at the same time, like, the other side doesn't play by the rules. So, you know,
I mean, OK, I'm going to spitball a brand new idea. OK, never been thought of before. OK, so what if we had a president, right? And they were the entire government. They could rule over any idea in the government. They just, what they say is law, right? Okay. And they're the president for the entirety of their life. And then when they die, their child, their firstborn son.
So that's that's a monarchy. Okay. Yeah.
Well, no, it's a brand new idea, because it's a president.
That's just a monarchy.
Well,
but
then we wouldn't have
king
to worry about, you know, terms or anything. That argument would just be gone.
Yeah, and then nothing would ever happen. It would be just
And then the subdivisions, you can have subdivisions, right, over each section of land, right? And you have one, you know, one person that rules over all the people there, and those people are peasants. And then when there's a war going on, the president goes to the rulers of the land segments, and they take them, force the peasants to go fight the war. I mean, it's just a genius new idea, I think.
Isaac, that okay. sure thing, man. I like, you know, that's
brand
just a
ideas.
Monarchy. That's just a monarchy, dude.
Not
like
brand
I,
new.
Okay, fair enough. But no, out of all seriousness, though, Trump getting a third term is nearly impossible. There's little to no. Quite frankly, it is impossible. I mean, there's literally
unless we have the Civil War that we might talk about, that we're going to talk about after this. Okay, we have the Civil War, and we elect Donald Trump as the ruler of the new country for life. Oh, you know something that we could talk about? Okay. So my sister showed me this clip the other day where Biden was giving a speech. I don't know where it was, but he said, poor students are no less capable than white students. And then he tried to correct it by and all these other races. I mean, because he was trying to say poor students are no less capable than rich students, rich kids. Poor kids are the same as rich kids. But he said white kids, which is that's very racist.
Yeah, but Isaac,
that's very racist.
I hate not to give Biden shit for this, but it doesn't matter. I mean, I really don't think it matters.
What do you mean that doesn't matter? That's huge. Because
if Trump said something like that, which I'm sure people fuck up all the time, okay? People fuck up all the time.
That's really bad.
That is really bad, but Isaac, I mean, the guy has dementia. I mean, that's
exactly why he shouldn't be the president.
But you don't understand, Isaac. Let's say he does have dementia, and let's say he's being pushed to do this, and he doesn't understand what's going on. Because when you have dementia, it's basically like turning the clock back to, you know, you being a baby almost. All the memories are being deleted, and that's just how it goes. Until you're in a state of just, you can't do anything. Like, you forget how to speak and everything else. You forget how to eat. You're like a fucking, you just came out of the fucking vagina. But anyway, that's kind of what Biden is. And I feel like Biden is being taken advantage of by both the DNC, but also, you know, his family, because his wife is letting this happen. His kids are letting this happen. And I don't know.
You're pulling Biden as the victim and him running for president. I'm sorry. I'm sure he's plenty aware that he's currently running for president.
Okay, I do, but I think it's a sick joke. I really do. I think it's a sick joke because of the fact that, let's be honest,
maybe a joke on the American people, but not on Biden.
No, on the DNC, it's a sick joke because I feel like the only reason the DNC are doing this is because the DNC want to win so badly that they're trying to take someone from the Obama administration and put him out as, oh, this guy, he's running again.
Sure. You know, this is Obama, but winning the second.
Exactly.
They just don't want Trump winning.
So I feel like the DNC would do anything. I feel like the DNC would do anything. And I mean anything to make this election, you know, to win this election. I personally believe that Joe Biden has dementia, and it might be early stage dementia too. I mean, my grandmother had dementia. I watched her go from being on top of the world to fucking, you know, being a baby again. You know what I mean? Like, she had no recollection. She didn't know anything. And it's sad to see, but Biden shows all the symptoms. Biden shows the symptoms. You know what? I saw him at the DNC and he had a great speech, but he didn't have a great speech, but he didn't screw up much.
Right. Biden, if you have great speech.
If you have dementia, like my grandmother, she had dementia and she still could read for 5 years after she got it. It was just until it started getting really bad. So yeah, Joe Biden probably can read, but he doesn't know what's going on. You know, I don't know.
An example of that is my sister also showed me a clip where it was Biden talking in New Hampshire and it was Vermont or New Hampshire. I think it was Vermont. And he said, New Hampshire is such a beautiful state, or it was vice versa. But he was in one state and he was said that he was like enjoying the other state that he wasn't in.
And that could also be that could
there.
That could also be, because I mean, Isaac, do you think the man would say something like that if he didn't have dementia?
Well, I think it's pretty stinking easy to figure out what state you're in.
Not if you have dementia, Isaac. You don't know where the fuck you are.
Right, not if you have dementia. I'm not just blatantly gonna accuse Joe Biden of dementia. I mean, maybe he has dementia. I don't think he's fit for running as president. But I don't think it matters. If there's I don't think it matters what Democrat is in office. If there is a Democrat in office, everything is going to happen the same. No matter what, it will all always be the same, besides maybe Bernie. Bernie's different. Bernie's extreme even as a left.
Bernie's different. He's a socialist.
Well, I hate him as a person, but I hate his policies. But he's different than the other Democrats. All the other Democrats might as well be the same person. What happens is politics are already so corrupt. Joe Biden being in office is going to change the way they move? Absolutely none. They're just going to puppet him. That's probably why they want him in office, so they can just puppet him more easily than they puppet other people. They can't puppet Trump. That's why they're scared of him.
Isaac, where the hell you been?
Trump does not take puppeting. I think the Republican side probably also puppets people a lot. It's terrible.
Where the hell have you been, Isaac?
What?
Yeah, this has been happening the entire time. Where the hell have you been?
Exactly. There's so much... It's so corrupt. So that's why it does not matter if it's Joe Biden in office or anyone else in office. It's Trump versus corrupt.
I don't know. I mean... I get what you're saying. And by the way, just for the record, I'm not justifying Biden in any way. I mean, what he said it. He's a man. He should own it. But at the same time, you know, the Democrats think Trump's a racist, too. I want to be the better person here. I don't want to be the guy who's like, you know, because, you know, whatever Trump says, they're just going to try really hard to expose him and tell him, you know, he's a bad guy. I don't want to be the same way to Biden. I feel like I'm a better person than that. You know, like, for instance, and I've said this before. So we live in Maine and we had Paula Page, you know, wink up to him. You know, we had him on the podcast, but he was in office for 8 years and Janet Mills comes in office and everyone was like, fuck Janet Mills. They had these bumper stickers. And there was this main meme page and they were pushing that. And I messaged the page and I said, hey, I don't like Janet Mills policies, but I'm not going to like be the better person. Okay. There's no need of saying fuck somebody. They say the same thing about us. We shouldn't say the same thing about them. We should be better human beings. We should be gentlemen and be, you understand what I'm saying, Isaac?
Like, I mean, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Why should we stoop to their level?
Would you say what I've been saying is stooping to their level?
No, but
okay. I don't know how gentle you want me to go on the Democrats here, but like,
no, I don't want to go gentle on the Democrats at all, but I don't like, I want us to beat them in policy, not, you know, who can name call them the most. You know, I don't want it to be like, oh, fuck you, Janet. You know what I mean? And then they say it back to us. No. You know, I don't, you know, you go out in public and I haven't had this happen much, but people will see my hat and they'll be like, fuck Trump. What do you mean, fuck Trump? I mean, be respectful. If you don't like him, don't vote for him, but you don't need to come out and be like, fuck him. I don't get it. You know, someone drove by the house the other night. They're like, we had Trump sign up. Fuck Trump. What? That's rude. I'm not Trump.
Sure, but I mean, that's just that kind of person. It's nothing. It's nothing to do with their beliefs or anything. It's just that kind of person is obnoxious.
But Isaac, you find that the Democrats push that in their younger voters. They're like, go out and, you know, say this, and it's like that's disrespectful.
Sure, but I don't know. I don't necessarily feel... I feel it's pretty equal for that sort of things. For just Yahoos being ridiculous and stupid and disrespectful. That's just the way things go. That's just the kind of people that live in America and, frankly, the entire world. Whose fault is that? Probably their parents or the school system they grew up with or the community they're in. It's nothing to do with really anything else. I've met plenty of, ridiculous Trump supporters that are just stupid. and they do stuff like that, and they'll yell at people. I mean, even myself, I have a little bit of that stupidness, and like if I'm driving down the road and I see a Biden, Maine for Biden sign, I get mad. Is that childish and stupid? Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree, but I don't think that, I don't know. I just don't think it's appropriate. And,
No, I mean, I would agree.
I encourage people that listen to this, which I know there's a lot of people from Maine listen to this, be respectful. That's all. Just be respectful. Be the better person. I don't give a shit if the Democrats, you know, do things to provoke it. Be the better person. I mean, I think the best example of this is that kid that, you know, wearing the MAGA hat and the Indian was in his face. He just looked at him. He didn't say anything. He wasn't disrespectful. Are you talking about
that Indian that was like playing the drums or something in the street that one time that blew up?
Yeah, but in the Trump supporter didn't say anything. I respect that because obviously the friggin' Indian didn't care. The Indian was being disrespectful. But you're not going to see if someone were wearing a Biden or Harris Trump, you're not going to see a Trump supporter going, hey, fuck you, fuck Biden, fuck Harris, you know. Ugh. No,
I think you're going to see that. It just depends on the person.
I guess so, Isaac. I guess so. But,
that's all it depends on. There is so... Okay, most rednecks in this area are Trump supporters, and rednecks are like that. That's just the way they behave. So it's either... It's a redneck that is a Biden supporter, which is not typical, but it happens. And they'll behave like that and they'll yell at your Trump sign. Or it's, I mean, more likely it's some woke, you know, person that's whatever, trying to say all the leftist whatevers. And they're yelling at you being a triggered pink-haired feminist. That's probably more likely for that. And what's more likely for... The Republican side is some disrespectful, just kind of, you know, yeah, you know what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying, Isaac, and I agree. So, I mean, I think that's that. But we're a little bit off topic.
Absolutely. Let's change subjects.
Yeah. Just to end this out, Trump running a third term, don't think it's plausible.
Unlikely.
Okay.
Now talking about, could there be another civil war on the horizon for the United States? I don't know. I guess it's an interesting thought. I see the groundworks of it happening again. Things are starting to slip to the point of being out of hand and maybe moving into unacceptable. And when a government's doing things that are unacceptable, there should be backlash.
Right.
Now, how will that civil war go? Do I think currently a civil war is more likely with the BLM movement?
Yeah.
Probably, and I wouldn't support that. Because they don't believe in ideals that lead to successful governments, that lead to peace, that lead to structure and happiness or financial well-being. They are against all of that. They want total anarchy, and I do not support it. I would support... not right now. I don't support it right now. As we are, we can, you know, really... If everyone in the United States changed their mentality and we really wanted to fight corruption in the United States, I think we could pull it back. But the civil war I see potentially being on the horizon that I would support happening is one, to fight the corruption in our government, to rebuild our government, to make it so that there cannot be corruption to fully sets in. That's what we need. We need to just reduce our rules. Our beliefs, they all still stand up, I think. I think those are really important. Maybe need tweaking a little, but because, I mean, they were written a long time ago. So maybe they need a bit of tweaks for that. But it's just our government has gotten to the point where it's so corrupt, I would support a civil war. What do you think about that, Gage?
I'm praying to God that we don't have to see any sort of civil war, because let's be honest, I don't support any sort of war. I think it's expensive and I think it's a waste of time, when in reality, all that we really need to do is sit down and talk and work things out. I feel like a war is just a way to, you know, measure dicks and all that. I think that it's very high a chance that if Trump wins re-election, there could be some sort of succession where states leave the union and there's a fight, because I'll tell you what, the U.S. government isn't going to take kindly to the California leaving the state or the country. I mean, so there
honestly,
will be,
if California left the union, I say let them go. We'll close off our borders to them and we'll let their socialistic economy just destroy itself. They'll let in all of the illegal immigrants and they'll give handouts to all of them, and the rich people will flee that country, air quotes, like crazy. And they're going to have no economy and it will fail. And then they'll come crying to us, trying to get back into our country. And that would happen. I don't think it would be worth fighting for California.
But I think the best example of all of this right now is CHOP. Was it Chaz? It was Chaz originally.
It was Chaz, and then it was CHOP, and then I think they had one other name, maybe.
The thought of that, though, if the military would have gone in there, I guarantee you there would have been a mini fight. It would have been a fight. It would have been a fight easily.
Oh, they would shoot. They would. I think they would try to fight the military. And I think there'd probably be American soldiers that would die. And I think there'd be a lot of CHOP citizens that would die.
But Isaac, that scares me, because that shows that there is something coming. And if the government doesn't stand their ground now and say that we're not going to stand for this up, because I would be totally against any state leaving the union. I mean, I feel like it would be stupid. You know what I mean? I feel like it would be so dumb.
It would absolutely be stupid.
And I don't think the state should have the option to leave the union. I think once they're in, I mean, because it's the government's property, really. It's just they have a little mini government that runs, you know, makes things work over in their areas. But personally, if let's say there was a, because I mean, like I said, if Trump wins re-election, you better believe there's going to be conversations of Washington State, California, all of the states on the corner of the country probably going to talk about leaving. New Mexico, a bunch of states in the middle, probably Massachusetts, Maine definitely is going to talk about that because we're liberal. There's going to be a lot of states that are talking.
Why do you say that we would talk about it?
Because
why do you say that?
We have voted blue for
right,
ever.
But voting, there's been plenty of times that Republicans won and people didn't like it and we didn't have a civil war.
Maine hasn't voted Republican probably since Ronald Reagan. So, you know, we've always voted blue on presidential elections. That's always how it's gone. And the reason I'm saying that, why that matters, is because let's say there is a Democrat in office. I feel like Maine would be the type of people to say we're leaving America and we're going to merge with Canada, or, you know, because we have the fishing and the trucking industry. So, I mean, we'd fit right in.
I don't think Canada would take us.
I don't know. Maybe we'd just be our own place and we just trade with, you know,
I don't think it would go. I think it would be very short lived because Maine's very divided still, Gage.
Maine
because
is very divided. So the reality of it happening,
really, for people that don't live in Maine, this is at least how I see it. Our pretty much everything north in Maine is widely Republican. In large, you're going to mostly see people with Republican beliefs. You know, of course, that's not necessarily always the case, but more Republican. And then you go into the southern part of Maine, where all the cities are, and that's all very Democrat. So That's how it lies. So I would say there's more landmass in Maine that believes with Republican beliefs, and there's a bunch of cities in Maine that believe Democrat. And that's just kind of how it goes. And the number of people in those cities outweighs the number of people in the country. So it, you know, it typically goes blue. But I think it's usually pretty close, though, isn't it, for vote count?
Yeah, well, no. So Southern Maine gets two electoral votes and Northern Maine gets one. So it's always Republican. It's always Democrat, I meant to say. It's very rarely does it turn. And it's never really close either, because a majority of our population lives down in Southern Maine. So that's just how it goes. But I don't know. I mean, I strongly feel like there'll be a conversation if Trump gets reelected about us leaving.
I think some states will have that conversation. I don't think Maine will. We're not a big enough state to do it. We're not a powerful enough state.
We've fucking our governor shut off all, you know, the fucking state. We're a tourist state. And they shut that off for the summer because of COVID. So nothing surprises me. I mean, a state, you're saying because of a population. I don't really think they give a shit. I don't think they think like that. I don't think they think logically like that, because if they're willing to forfeit an entire year of revenue, which is the only revenue Maine really makes, tourism, over the fact of coronavirus, then I don't really think the governor or the politicians would think, oh yeah, we only have 1.5 million people. I feel like they'd be like, you know, we're doing it. You know, who cares? Because it's all they care about is social politics. Like, these people aren't smart. They're smart, but they're just not smart. Like, they have their interests. They have their best interests in mind, not the interests of the American people or the Maine citizens of Maine. But a civil war happening.
Is a civil war even possible? Could a civil war even be won, though?
Yeah. A civil war is possible, but they couldn't win against us.
No, I think it's possible. We'll try to. Someone will try it. But I don't think you can beat the United States. I don't think that's possible anymore.
Well, they could go on the fact that would the government strike on American citizens? So they could do something like that, because until the government feels that a civil war is a threat to the country, which, like, let's be honest, Chaz and Chop, no, they weren't a threat at all. Like, maybe to Seattle, yes, but to us, no. So if there was just something little like that happened, do I really think that there'll be? I mean, once you declare war on the U.S., then, I mean, you better find a good place to hide.
Right. But if there was a war, though, there's no winning there's no beating the United States. We're the most powerful force. Well, Russia and the United States are the kind of the parallels of the most powerful forces
world. What if, theoretically speaking, a bunch of states succeed the Union that are Democrat and they become allies with China? Because they're for China ripping us off. They're for industry going to China.
I don't see that happening, because that's kind of like that's like an obvious, essentially, deal with the devil. I mean, sure, liberals are just like a communism with two parts water. But I just don't see people being behind that.
Well, China might make a deal with their fingers behind their back. You know what I mean? They might make a deal that they don't withhold, because, I mean, let's say,
I don't think China wants to go to war with the United States.
Well, let's say, theoretically speaking, that, you know, these succeeding states, they form their own they form their own country, and they're kind of like bordering, and maybe there might be some within the United States. And let's say that they're not going to have a military. I mean, they might have a few people. Let's say they make a deal with China. They say, hey, you know, you give us your military, your resources, and in turn, they'll have the mindset when they win the civil war, then China can run the country, or maybe something like that.
You would think it would be like another proxy war, like a lot of our involvement in the in like South Korea and our involvement in you know, the Arabic areas.
Potentially. Yeah, potentially. I mean, I don't know how it would go, because I mean, we could just fucking blow China to smithereens.
Blow a lot of places to smithereens, like California, which I would be mildly supportive of. It would be a lot of problems eliminated from our country if California was out of the picture.
I have some cousins from that live in California, so I wouldn't be in support of blowing them up. But I would.
No, I don't support killing citizens, of course, Gage. But I'm just saying, would it be all bad?
Yeah. I don't know. You know, only time will tell, I guess, I suppose. But I don't know.
Here's one thought that I've had and I've almost kind of wished for it, something like this to happen, is, you know how before the American Civil War, the Union and the Confederacy split and it was two different countries and then we went to war? I almost wish we'd just split. And just stay split. Because there is such a divide in the ideologies of American people nowadays. There's either very right ideas or very left ideas with very little in, like, mixing that.
Yeah, but you know what the problem
with
that
is? There's no middle ground.
The problem with that, Isaac, is the fact that you'd be splitting the most powerful nation in the world in half.
Mm-hmm.
So we would become less powerful.
And the Republican, United States would be the most powerful, and then the left Republican state, or the Democrat states of America would be the tiny little military that they want, and they would ruin all of their funding, and eventually they would fall apart.
Are you saying
give up on that idea?
Are you saying, like, there would be two, and this is just an idea, I'm just suggesting this, but, like, let's say there's two sides, the country split in half, mm-hmm. and you have one side that's Republican.
We split the states as best we can for resources.
One
side.
And
you have one side that's Republican and one side that's the Democrat ideology.
But then, and this is just an idea, then you have, each side has their own president, but then there's, like, a leader that leads both nations.
No. Fully different. Fully different. I do not want to deal with the liberal ideas. I do not want to give them funding to waste it.
I hate
that
idea.
That's why
Isaac.
I want to split. Because the Democrats are ruining our country, Gage.
I hate that idea, not because I'm a sympathizer with the Democrats, no way in hell. But because I just feel like it would ruin our country. Like, our country's
economy. Absolutely. It would destroy
it,
but I'd almost like it.
But I wouldn't, like, our heritage, our history. I wouldn't want to see that happen,
sure.
Bro. I mean,
well,
it just wouldn't
new
work.
History.
Okay, there, fucking AOC. We're making new history. We got to tear the old history down. That way we make the same mistakes.
No,
and then we end up in the same
spot.
Tearing
down history. I'm not a BLM rioter. Okay, but let's just picture a world where the United States splits and both extremes have their sides. And if you want to go to the side that has your extreme views, you go right over there, and we turn into, like, each side is, like, 80% aligned with their ideology. Because not everyone's going to move, you know? But let's just say 80% of each of the two countries is the same ideals as the country itself. And things can start progressing in those countries. We can actually start moving with our plans and ideas and strategies for the future, because we're not locked up by the other side choosing to just not let us, you know? How would that work out? I mean, I don't think it would work out, but I almost wish it could, you know?
I don't think
it would work.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think one person in this country, or maybe that many people, would support the idea of splitting the United States.
No, absolutely
not. Because, you know, it's too complicated.
If they did, then it would have happened, Gage.
Right. Well, it's too complicated, and at the same time, you got to remember, they're not going to, all the Democrats, half of them don't have jobs. So how are they going to pay for the country? It's just not going to work.
That's the thing. They won't. And that might be the only way for people to realize that socialism does not work.
But then, I mean, they're just going to go to war for us to steal our resources. They're going to try
and they'll
fucking
lose. Because they won't have resources to fight us.
There's just as many Democrats as there are Republicans, believe it or not, registered.
I know.
Don't know how many would
yeah, but
up.
They also don't believe in guns.
But they use guns to enforce their ideologies.
That's true. But they're also, they're not going to win. They won't have the economy to do it.
I hope you're right, Isaac. I hope there's, you know, if there is a civil war, I hope we don't do anything stupid. I hope we don't screw up our nation, because that would suck. I mean, this is one of the greatest nation in the world. I mean, I couldn't think of a country that I would want to move to. I mean, literally, this is freedom of speech. That's a big thing. I mean, don't you like, Isaac, having a platform where you can say whatever you want? You can criticize any politician. And you're not going to go to jail for it.
I mean, yeah. You might get assassinated by Hillary Clinton, but that's, you know, again,
we've been
corruption.
Saying so much about Bill Clinton. I mean, we had a frigging conspiracy theorist on last time that said that Bill Clinton was a rapist. I haven't died. I'm still here. Come on.
Come on, Hillary, do it. No, please don't. No, right. I don't think I'm worth the thousands of dollars it would cost to kill me.
I don't know, but now a word from our sponsor. And we're back to end up this episode of the Midday Mumbles podcast. It's been fun. Episode 40.
Gage has decided that was enough. That was enough of Isaac saying
well,
dumb crap.
Listen, it wasn't enough. It's
I took
just
a week
we ran
off.
Out of
I'm
things.
Sorry. My brain is not working. My brain is not working right now. I'm
unfortunately,
feeling tired.
Yeah, unfortunately, we took a week off. I don't know how consistent these episodes are going to be. Isaac and I really need to have a discussion. Brody and I recently had a discussion as well. There'll be some announcements soon, to, you know, seeing on where everything's going with this thing. I really want to say, you know, and I don't know what Isaac thinks of this, but I really want to say that I want to thank everyone because...
Yeah, it's been a good run. I agree.
We've had a lot of views on this last episode. I think we've had a shit ton. And it's really been a good time. You know, it's really been fun, and we've had a lot of successful episodes, and I'm hoping the future is bright, but who knows? So we'll just have to see, right, Isaac?
I'm busy now, so like, you know, we're
only time will tell. Okay, guys,
only time will tell.
All right, guys. Well, I want to thank you guys all for watching. Please share this episode with your friends, your grandma, your nan, whoever you want to share this with. And
absolutely.
And
email us at talkmumbles@gmail.com.
I forgot we had that email address.
Yeah, email us.
I need to log
into
that sometime.
Have you even checked the email? Hang on. Live take of checking the Midday Mumbles email.
Shit. Okay.
This is why you want to email the Midday Mumbles. This is the fuel that kept us going for the longest time, guys. Our three emails we got.
Remember, everyone just stopped emailing us. I don't know what the hell. Maybe we just stopped promoting.
Yeah. What's
it?
The deal?
Okay, we're in. What's up? The only email that we have is Google. Your account was recovered successfully.
Epic announcement to Google Mail Delivery. No reply at Google Mail Delivery. Thank you for the email.
Okay, guys. Well, I've been Gage.
I'm Isaac.
Have a good one.